achmir, and machmir even if there is hefsid meruba. Excuse me, going machmir unless there's hefsid meruba. But since if you could do hagala, you should definitely do hagala. That's the pshat in that's the halacha according to the Prima Godim, the Das HaShach. The Gra has a different mahalach over here. The Gra says when it happens, Ide Irui, so the moment it hits a second Kele, it's considered a Kli Sheni. And a Kli Sheni is not Nafu Mahliya, for sure. So the Irui is going to be on the pinpoint location where it hits. This is very similar to the Svar that Rav Moshe says in Shuvah and Simon Membeis regarding washing dishes in the sink, etc. Now, this issue is very relevant when it comes to using dishwashers. Dishwashers are not a simple issue. Can I kosher a dishwasher? Now, let's say I'm talking about a metal dishwasher. So a metal dishwasher, you can kosher. Right? Metal, you can kosher. If it's a ceramic dishwasher, so then koshering it is very difficult. Right, we pass in that we don't kosher ceramics. But if you have walls of a dishwasher that are metal walls, so can you kosher it? A further question is using the same dishwasher for mokix and plashix. Igris Moshe Chelikim Losimin Yud Aleph is a major marimakim, and there are a few issues that come up in dishwashers. Yeah. There's a few issues that come up in dishwashers. So one issue is, do I assume that the balua in, let's say, my plate is going to come off ayde iroi and be balea into the dolphin of the dishwasher? Now, over there, I could say that's going to be a napar nata heter of bebeis kelim. Right? We're making a napar nata heter of bebeis kelim. Right? Tosis points out that how do I ever kasher kelim, right? When I have the boiling water that goes into the keli, so it's going to draw out the balua in the keli, then it's going to zoop back in. It's going to boomerang. So Tosis says we don't say napar nat by beis kelim. Okay. So that could be a svara, why the dolphin had dishwasher is not going to be a problem. But there are other svaras though, which is that the dishwasher might have flesh, actual pieces of meat that come off of the dishes and end up in the dishwasher and end up hitting the dolphin into the dishwasher. Actual pieces of cheese come off of the dishes and hit the dishwasher. Then maybe it becomes basar b'chalav. Now it happens, most people when they put dishes in the dishwasher, they rinse it off beforehand. But lamaisa, that is more of a problem. If it's a problem, though, can you say that I'm going to kasher the dishwasher? Because let's say I'll just run a cycle in the dishwasher between milchix and fleshix. So the dishwasher becomes kasher. It got treif ayadei irui. It becomes kasher ayadei irui. But this is not still pashit, from Fibakon points out. This is on page Shin Yud in the Badi HaShulchan. He points out that irui only is a problem in kitei klipa. So misdoma in the mei hadacha yav shishim kineged the klipa. Meaning that you have only a klipa of iser that happened in this place. And presumably you have shishim kineged that klipa, because the amount of water that goes in the dishwasher is going to be shishim kineged that. So therefore it should be okay. Now this is difficult, because the Badi HaShulchan points out that if you look in the Chavos Das, if continued days, the Chavos Das says maybe shishim does not help keneged a klipa. Or to say it like this, maybe shishim does not help with respect to iroi. Think about it. Iroi means that I have water that's pouring. The water that's pouring that hits it, so it embeds to a klipa. Each drop of the iroi embeds to a klipa. The second drop does the same thing as the first drop. Third drop does the same thing. So I have a huge gush of water, right? That huge gush of water, it's only treif in this one location. But every tipa is doing an iroi, And each tipa does not have shishim keneged, or the keneged the balua in that one area. Okay, you hear the cheshbon? The Prima Godim says at the end of Sifsei Dasiv Katin Chaf that you can have shishim al yedei irui. But that's not so pashat, because when they have an irui, so that means the irui impacted on this wall. This one area, the piece of meat, let's say Ayde Iroi, hits like X marks the spot. This one area, that's where there's a problem. So I'm going to say, okay, I could kasher it Ayde Iroi, right? Kibolo kacholto, the way it became shreif Ayde Iroi, kasher Ayde Iroi. Okay, grand. But the kasher in shishim. Do I have shishim Ayde Iroi's? Well, it's not so pashat. Because when I pour the water, the water hits, one drop of the water hits this area. No? There's no shishim in the first drop. This second drop hits the area. There's no shishim in the second drop. Do I view the whole stream of water like it's Ein Zach? Or do I say no? A stream is just a bunch of little things.
We had this earlier, a long time ago.
Probably, maybe. I don't remember. When did we have it? You're testing my memory.
We had by kama kama bottle
in Simon Sadi test. But kama kama bottle is the pshat. Let's say I have a medicine dropper and it goes drop by drop. Even if I have like a stream, is the stream all considered one thing in order to create shishim lahachshir? In Hilchos Mikvaos, the din is that nitzuk is not chibur. And the reason why nitzuk is not chibur is because you need arba'im sa'a. And there's no chibur if it is zoichon. If it's right, running, flowing water is not attached one drop to the other. So one could argue that there's no such thing as shishim when it comes to irui. Not so pashat. The Prima Godim says that there is. Apparently, the Prima Godim holds that the same stream is efes, the same entity. They could kasher it that way. But the, but the what's it called? But the Chavistas is Machmir. Reb Moshe writes in that tshuva that you can kasher a dishwasher, or you could use the same dishwasher, it's a free kashering. I could use the same dishwasher for milchiks and fleishiks, providing I have separate grates for milchiks and fleishiks. Now that's hard to understand why the grates matter. Why is the grates more of an issue than the walls of the dishwasher? My understanding is that Ad HaYom Hazeh, Rav Willig uses the same dishwasher for milchiks and fleishiks. At least he used to years ago when I was struggling with Rav Willig, like in ancient history, I think they used to use the same dishwasher. I believe so. As long as the grates are clean, like what's the big deal? Well, because it goes to go from clean.
Yeah, between them, just like, look inside and make sure they
have. I think he'd look inside and see that there's no grime.
I think you could find clean and dirty for any of this stuff. Anyways, like, let's even play, like a smudge of, sauce.
If it's a tiny amount, so it could be that thing is pogum anyway. I won't talk about pogum in a minute. Right? We had in Kuf Gimel that it could be that be'en, if it's a tiny amount, is pogum by definition. If there's like a chunk of meat on it, so then there could be a problem potentially. But even the chunk of meat, it's going to be a problem only when it hits over here. And the mice, so the way the irois work in dishwashers is I think they bounce all over the place. Right? It hits this plate. So the bit of meat is going to fly off. Sometimes it's going to be here, sometimes it's going to hit here. Right? Is the milk going to hit the same area? It should be low gara from the sink. If I'm making using the same sink, so I should be making on using the same dishwasher. Reb Moshe said that you need different racks, right? The word is not great. It's racks by a dishwasher. That it's a very hard story to understand. I don't think the racks get more dirty than anything else. However, there is a shtickle problem, though. Reb Feivel points out that the problem is that there is a filter or a basin or a basket, so to speak, at the bottom of the dishwasher. And that basket tends to have the end of milchiks and fleishiks. What?
Same as the sink.
So the sink, though, I have a different thing for milchiks and for fleishiks.
On the bottom there.
Yeah. On the bottom, again, I have a different like holder drain. I have one that's blue, one that's red. Right?
Did we say maybe you don't need that?
No, we're saying that maybe then you don't need the rack where I put the dishes. Like technically, I can put the dishes straight on the bottom of the thing. But and by the sink also, the stuff doesn't get stuck there. I'll say it like this: by the sink, right, the dirt goes straight down. By the dishwasher, the dirt gets stuck in the basket, in the thing, and eventually, every couple of months or whatever, you have to take it out. Now, someone told me that the newer dishwashers, you don't have this. The newer dishwashers, the stuff just goes straight down. Or it gets like grinded up and goes down. But in the older dishwashers, these have like a little basket at the bottom. But 501 to be machmir in the dishwashers based on the svara of what's it called? The svara that the bottom grates are going to be a problem. So when you buy a new dishwasher or you get a dishwasher from a guy, if you could get a new basket, that's really the best thing. Because the other things, there are much more svaras to be makom. Again, so in terms of the dishwasher, using the same dishwasher for milchiks and fleishiks, so Remaisha is makom. Remaisha is makom. Reb Five wasn't going to be machmir primarily because of the third svara, the svara of the stuff that's stuck at the bottom. Some of the guys pointed out that in our world, stuff does not really get stuck in the bottom in the newer dishwashers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What? The Kesef Mishnah. About Bishul?
Yeah,
Bishul's called. It's good. Well, no. There's still going to be bleas and milk and meat. Right? So maybe I'm not going to violate the Isser Bishul when I do that. There's still going to be bleas and milk and meat in the dishwasher. Right? So then those bleas and milk and meat are going to come out. And the whole kind of, No. And I'm not being clear. No.
I'm just watching worse, I guess. You just miss at the bottom, it's not going to be bounced by any
points. Again, I think this stuff at the bottom means that there's basar b'cholov at the bottom, and the water will go and get that basar b'cholov.
And then bounce back up.
And it can bounce back up and can trace stuff up.
That's it.
Again, if you're asking any kashas on Metzias, like, it's not my field. I'm a theoretician. I don't have a dishwasher at home. I don't know. But though, there's another new tzvara lahakel, which is Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber write, a chiddush yira eli. The Mechaber says it's his own idea. The Shach already points out it's not even found in the Beis Yosef. It's not found in any Rishonim. Yerali, the Efer Shebamayim, you can kasher stuff because it becomes nice in time of God, meaning I could wash my milchek and fleishik dishes at the same time with the Efer Shebamayim. It's by definition nice in time of God, and it's going to be okay. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. The Shach says that this din is not correct because the Torah says that they kasha the clay from minyan. So I said, ask the kasha, that if you hold the chanan b'sha'ari surim, how do they kasha the big kalim? Zok the shach, I could tell you how they kashered it, right? Maybe they kashered al yidei efer. Maybe al yidei efer, they're going to kasha it. The Taz asks kashas, that we see in Sadi Beis, you have an irish and nisko on top of the kira, they have efer over there. How come that creates a problem? In Pezayin Sevov, you have dinin, about not using the afer that's made with hafifas harosh, right? That stuff could be a basar b'cholov issue, but it's afer. Why is there a problem at all? It should be nosin tam of gam. So the Shach argues on the din based on the psukim. The Taz argues based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Pezayin, that we point out in Sadi Beis. Those are both against this din. It happens that this is probably the Shach in his hashkaf of Judaism. The Shach is more of a posek rather than a commentator. So the Shach's going to say, okay, yeah, but seeing the Mechabers, that's not as much of a big deal. I have a posek against it. Now, the posek might not be so schwer because maybe the Rebbeinu Shlom is saying the normal way to kasher is ayidei mayim. Right? That's they didn't really use AFRET. It's a little difficult if they could have used AFRET. So the kasha, that kasha is still a decent kasha. The kashas that the Taz asks, those kashas are from the dinim in Shulchan Aruch, the Shacharis and the Kudus HaKesef, that those kashas are not so shver, because it could be that in all those cases is a teeny bit of Isser, a teeny bit of Be'en, and the teeny bit of Be'en, excuse me, I'm saying it like this, the Shach Tainos, that if the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef, right? Now, if you have a teeny bit of Be'en, it might be Nosen Tam Lufgam anyway. So in that case, we could say the Afer is going to be Poygen. But if you have a lot of Be'en, the Afer is not going to be Poygen. That's what the Shach writes in the Kudus HaKesef. The Piskei Tshuva writes that maybe this din that the Afer is Poygen is only true when it comes to Basar B'Cholov, that Basar becomes Pogam Al Yedei Afer, and therefore it can't become Basar B'Cholov. But once it's already an Isser, so the din of Pogam Al Yedei the Afer don't help, and that could answer the Kasha also from Klei Midyan. But Bekitzer HaMa'aseh, both the Shach and the Taz disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach, by the way, notes that this din is not in the Beis Yosef. My understanding of the Shach is that the Shach is aware that the Beis Yosef is the main Sefer LaHalacha, and therefore the Shach is saying, oh, since it's not in the Beis Yosef, we don't paskin like that, and I don't care that it's in the Shulchan Aruch, because it is not in the because it's not in the Beis Yosef. Let me just finish two or three points. The Achronim right over here, the Prima Godim has this in Otz Kof Aleph and Sifsi Dasos Kof Dalet, that even if we pass them like the Shach and the Taz, that Afer is not a Pogim, but Kozeh is Afer. Afer is something that they had in the Midbar. Afer they could have used at all times. But there are certainly Dvarim HaPogimim. I remember as a kid, when we used to do Hagolas Kalim, we did it in Yeshiva Shar Yashuv, Rav Moshe Dov Stein's a Pranel of Racho. Actually, it's like the only person who ever got Smicha from Five and Cohen. And Moshe Dov Stein was the posik in Shar Yashuv. So we used to do Hagolah, he would pour like a lot of ammonia or pine sol into the water, and that made it pogum. The issue over there is, again, because the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, that the kasher kalim for Pesach, it shouldn't be b'nei yoman, right? Because if it's ben yomo, it could be it's going to be chozer v'neir. So if you put davar hapogum into the mayim, it won't be chozer v'neir. We hold, like the Shach and the Taz, and if Dalid, that davar hapogum doesn't help. The answer is that that's not what the Shach and the Taz say. They say that Afer is not pogim, but Avada, they're in dvarim hapogimim, which are mamish pogim, and that will, therefore, kashering with, what's it called? Kashering with ammonia is going to be okay. Someone pointed out to me, though, that if you don't try this, that cooked ammonia doesn't taste bad anymore. That it only tastes bad when the ammonia is fresh. And cooked pine salt doesn't taste bad. So it's not going to be a double hapol game. I don't know. That's already, I would not try tasting it. I asked this kasha to Moshe Dov Stein. I was a kid. I must have been, it was like my first year of chef this year. It's a long time ago. I asked this kasha to him. He says, yeah, but it smells pogum. It smells like ammonia. I'm like, yeah, of course it smells like ammonia. Because when you poured it in, it was still fresh ammonia. But once it's cooking in the thing, then it becomes attenuated. Yeah, I don't remember who told me this, but this is something I heard years and years ago. So we paskin that there is a thing called pegima al yedei dvarim hapogim, and therefore I could kasher with a dvar hapogim. The kasher though is when I say that I could kasher al yedei the dvar hapogim in Shulchan Aruch, the case is that I'm going to wash my milchik and fleishik dishes together. Because there's a davar hapogim, there's afer in the water. Now, afer might not help, but other dvarim will help. Does a davar hapogim, is it pogim the balua in the keli? Maybe the davar hapogim is only pogim the be'en. Maybe it's not pogim the balua. So the, in the Badei HaShulchan, Sif Katin Hezayin, he quotes that the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about when the Afer is in the Mayim with the dirty dishes. But if you put the afer after the basar is balua in the dofen akeli, so the pashtus is, it won't help. Because maybe the afer won't enter and be playgame the balua, and even if it does enter, maybe a tiny bit of afer, a tiny bit of the pugum enters, and it doesn't help to be pole game the stuff that is balua in the keli. That's his taina. Sifkat and peizayin. The chazanish is megal. The chazanish says that afer is pole game the balua in the keli. The chazanish is simin chaf gimel. Chazanish says that afer is pole game the balua in the keli. This is relevant. For years ago, there was a whole controversy about going to Starbucks, right? If you remember, the CRC came out with guidelines about going to Starbucks, and they say that you shouldn't go to Starbucks in general, but if you're on the road, then you can, right? I think that's official CRC guidelines. It makes absolutely no sense. Either it's kosher at home, right? So I keep kosher at home, and I don't keep kosher on the road? If it's really treif, it's treif. What does it help that I'm on the road? So Tarsus, it's not really treif. What's the issue by Starbucks? The concern is that, let's say I go to a Starbucks, that they also serve ham and cheese sandwiches, and they also make coffee. Right? They make coffee in Starbucks. This is, I hope, not too much of a chiddush, but they make coffee in Starbucks. So maybe my coffee is treif because the coffee decanter was in a dishwasher with a keli that used ham and cheese. And maybe the coffee decanter became treif from the ham and cheese because the ham hit the coffee decanter. So apparently that's not true, because the way the dishwashers work, they use only the ham kalim one run, and then they use the decanters of coffee a different run. They don't put them in at the same time. But do I have to be worried that the ham that was balua in the keli is going to come out and hit the, what's it called? And is going to hit my coffee, you know what I mean by decanter, like these glass things when they, you know what coffee machine, people know coffee machines? Yeah, the coffee machine, right? What's it called? Like the glass thing, they have like 20 cups of coffee and they keep on pouring it off into your cup, no? So they wash those. So they have to worry that the balua of chazer in the dishwasher is going to come out with what's it called? So I don't understand, right? Lamaisa, they use soap in dishwashers. They use powerful soap in the places. Once they use soap, so then anything that goes in this balua, right? Maybe the balua in the Doifin HaDishwasher is not going to become pogum, and that balua might come out ayidei the mayim and mess up my keli. So first of all, everything is pogum in the dishwasher, no? They always use soap. That's why it's very hard to understand the whole story of dishwashers at all. We use soap in our dishwashers. The only problem is maybe there are some cycles that run without soap. Okay, maybe. I don't know. But do I have to wonder if the cycle is run without soap? And therefore, it's going to take the chazer out of the dishwasher and hit the coffee thing. It became pogum when it was in the dofnei ha-dishwasher. So if it comes out, it's going to not create a problem. So it's very hard to understand why this would be an issue. It's only an issue if you hold that soap can't be pogum the balua. But once the chazer says that soap can be pogum the balua, that's why it's okay. And that's why they say it's okay on the road. It's okay on the road. It should be okay at home also. So I find the CRC guidelines for Starbucks a little bit problematic. By the way, there are some drinks in Starbucks that tackle our problems, right? But the kalim, l'cha'ora, should not, you don't have to worry that the kalim are really treif. If you get a kosher drink in Starbucks, it should be okay. I heard this from Shefty years ago. Yeah.
Two things. Starbucks is the same as Dunkin' Donuts. Maybe
different. No, they're two different services. There's one Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. Is it? Yeah, it's probably the same. Like, yeah, it's probably the same in that they use dishwashers that are industrial dishwashers, and they always have like a powerful soap in there. I think in all these cases.
The whole theorem about this is wearing dishwashers. No fear to be using the same spoon to pour your coffee beans as he's going to scoop your egg into his.
Isn't everything cold? Like, you think they pour hot coffee beans into? No, they don't.
You first get the hot egg, and then they rinse it off, I guess. And then, but
I don't think anyone does that.
I don't know.
I think to get a thing of coffee in Dunkin' Donuts is the same thing.
Let's say Baskin Robbins. I used to sort of have, they still have two non-kosher flavors there, and they use the same spoon. You rinse it off.
So we spoke about those dinim in Sadi Aleph, about using a treif spoon, ba'akroi, a treif clean spoon, ba'akroi. Okay, so we paskin that that's going to be okay, right? Even though I thought the shach was machmir kli charis, some of the guys pointed out the shach is saying that like bedas taras chatos, the shach himself is going to be mako. Shach holds as long as the keli is clean, I'm allowed to use a clean treif keli ba'akroi ba'alma. The kli is what? It's ice cream. It's cold. It's cold. Ice cream is cold. I'm not the last thing you had ice cream. Ice cream is cold. I mean, if you have ice cream that's Yad Sirla Dispo, call me in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I'm going to take the call and I'm going to say lots of Yiddish expressions. It's cold. Okay, so now, one other ha'ara over here, which is Azoi. Again, like, go through Siftalin. The Shach and the Taz disagree with the Mechaber. The Gra also disagrees with the Mechaber. He writes Ayin Taz and Shach. Shachok Lalzeh. That means that the Gra also disagrees. The end of Sif Gimel, the Rama writes, if I find a Keli of the opposite gender together with the Keli that I'm washing, it's all going to be okay, no? We're not chayshish that maybe it's Hudach together. So therefore, it's okay. Why is it that Lochei Shimon? I found a milchik spoon with the fleishik, so let's say in the dishwasher. This is a very common shaila, no? I find a milchik spoon in my dishwasher with all the fleishik things. You made a mistake. You got a milchik spoon in there. So why am I not choshish? So the Taz and Se'if Kotin Yud Dalad writes, that's because of the Svek Sveika. Svek Sveika Shema lo hutzvei mahem. Maybe the milchik and fleishik dishes were not washed together. In Timtzum Lomar, Shema hutzvei, maybe it wasn't a bas yoima. That's the Svek Sveika of the Taz. Now, there's a ha'ara that's worth making. What svar is it? Maybe it's not a bas yoima. I'm washing dishes. I wash dishes that are dirty. So presumably there is be'en on the dish. No? Furthermore, right, what type of svara is there that, what's it called, that maybe it's not bas yoima? Of course it's not bas yoima. Stam kelim einam b'nei yoman. What are you worried about? So if you look in the Yad Avram at the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch, you look at the Tree Megodim, they raise these objections. The Prima Godim Taina is that maybe if it's Eino Bas Yoma, maybe relying on Stam Kelim Eino Ben Yoma doesn't help because maybe there's some Knas that you're not supposed to use a Keli that's Eino Ben Yoma. That's a little difficult. The Yad Avram says that even if it's Eino Ben Yoma, the Yad Avram says, excuse me, that even if it's Be'en, right, remember, there are two problems. One problem is that maybe there's Be'en on the Keli. The other problem is, why do you need the Svek Sveka that might not be Eino Ben Yomo? Of course it's Eino Ben Yomo. So to answer the Eino Ben Yomo Kasha, so the Prima Godim says that there's a Knas. The Knas is, if you use Kelim Sheino Ben Yoman, we punish you. You're not supposed to do that. To answer the Kasha of maybe there's Be'en, so the Yad Avram says that a davar hapogim on the be'en is maybe what you use to wash the dishes. There's a third svara, though. The third svara in Lahakyal is found in the Gra. And by the way, if you look in the Isser V'Heter, called Lamed Ches Oz Chof Vav, he has all three svaras. The third svar is Kan Nimtza Kan Haya, meaning that presumably I find the dish. I don't assume that the dish became treif. I find the dish over here. Presumably, the dish wasn't washed with the dish of the other gender. Meyekatesi, it happened. Kan Nimtza Kan Haya. You find the dish. Presumably, it was kosher the whole time. Why do you have to assume it was washed beforehand? Now, some of the, this svar of Kan Nimtza Kan Haya might not help if I find dishes in the dishwasher, no? Because the Kan Nimtza Kan Haya in the dishwasher is taka washed together. Let me say it like this. The halach is, Ein mechazkin tuma mimakom lemakom. If I find tuma over here, and you want to assume it became tummy over there, we don't say that the tumah went from place A to place B. So also, lo mechazkin iser mimakom lemakom. That's the way the Gra in Os Chof Gimel says it. Lo mechazkin nisura kemoshikasa perakama denida. The iser veheter works very hard on how is it that I'm allowed to take a halacha from tumah and tahara and apply it to iser veheter. In that piece in the iser veheter, he works very hard on this. But because I'm a aseh, I have three svaras lahakel. The three svaras lahakel is the svek sveka. Maybe it wasn't washed together. Maybe it's eno b'nei yayman. That's a svek sveka. And additionally, the svara of lo mechazkinon iser mimakom lamakom. The svara of that maybe it's in the ben yoma, maybe it was not a ben yoma, it doesn't help if you know for sure everything was ben yoma. You know for sure that you used all your kalim today. So that svara doesn't help. And you still have the other svaras. But the other svara doesn't help. Avlom mechazka nisura, that doesn't help if it's in the makom where it's normally washed. If I find dishes and they're piled up on the counter, so I could say, who says they were washed together? But if I find the dishes in the dishwasher, so then presumably it's washed together, unless my minhag is that I sometimes store dishes in my dishwasher. If I sometimes store dishes in my dishwasher, so then I can be makom. But lamaisa, when I find a spoon in the dishwasher, I find a spoon of the opposite gender in the dishwasher. So there's another svar lahakel, which is called the Ramah in Seif Gimel. The Ramah says, Ari de Iroi, the balua doesn't go mikela lekele, no? And even be'en, the Ramah says, doesn't go mikela lekele, right? Ayde iru. Remember that Ramah? Yeah, so the shach doesn't like it. The shach in sifkat and chuf doesn't like it. But it could be mitztari for that Ramah with all these other svaras lahakel. So if I find a spoon of the wrong gender in the dishwasher, so I have a suffix, maybe it wasn't washed together. Okay, so that suffix might not apply if I don't store dishes in the dishwasher. Maybe it's not ben yomai. Okay, maybe it's not. If I know it was ben yomo, that doesn't apply. The svara kan nimtza kan haya, that svara also could be shvach if you find everything in the dishwasher. But I have two other svaras l'hakel. One svar l'hakel is that Iroi might not be mavliya mikli l'kli, like the Ramah said in Sif Gimel. And the other svar l'hakel is, I have a Dabar HaPol game in the water. No? The Dabar HaPol game is, what's it called? I put detergent in my dishwasher, correct? Once I put detergent in my dishwasher, so I have two additional, I have two svaras l'hakel when I find a spoon of the wrong gender in the dishwasher. Questions, comments, observations? Jokes. Okay, gentlemen, have a good day. I know that I went a little bit quickly, but I think, I hope it was clear.
I'm talking about my length.
What?
Speed doesn't matter to me. I'm talking about my length.
But we're in that.